With unlimited energy to burn, ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And dangerous triple-digit temperatures moving into California and the Southwest.
On Wednesday, cooling centers will be opening in many areas of the West. It's going to be hot. In places like Santa Rosa, north of San Francisco, the average this time of the year is 79 degrees. It's right now around 100 degrees, 19 degrees above average. And places like Fresno will be 108 this week. Las Vegas and Phoenix could be above 110 degrees and have a good chance of breaking records so early in the year.
ABC's Alex Stone. At a House hearing today, Attorney General Merrick Garland pushing back on Republican claims that the Justice Department is weaponizing cases. Democrats pointing to cases against two Democratic lawmakers in separate bribery cases along with the special counsel trial against Hunter Biden. Toyota recalling more than 100,000 of its 2022 to 2023 Tundras and Lexus models, saying debris from the manufacturing process could have contaminated the engine, causing it to stall. This is ABC News. An unmanned Chinese spacecraft begins its long journey home from the dark side of the moon.
Liftoff for the Chinese probe with its precious cargo of lunar rock and soil samples. Flight control says the first maneuver, a preset orbit around the moon, then setting a course back to Earth. The plan is to transfer a sample container to a reentry capsule that's due to return to the deserts of China's Inner Mongolia region around June 25th. The mission is the sixth in the Chinese moon exploration program. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
It's primary day for a number of U.S. states, including New Jersey and South Dakota, as well as the District of Columbia, as they cast their ballots ahead of November's general election. Atlanta Public Schools canceling their summer programs for the second day in a row as repairs continue on the city's water main breaks. A precautionary boil advisory remains in effect. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, large hail, and strong wind gusts. A low in the upper 50s with clearing overnight. Pop-up storms tomorrow, breezy, high upper 70s. Sunny and breezy on Thursday, highs in the low 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 80.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Charges filed in the Wisconsin fake electors scheme. Attorney General Josh Call filing felony charges in Dane County Court against Kenneth Chesbro, James Troupas, and Michael Roman. The three orchestrated an attempt to deliver a slate of false Republican electors to the U.S. Senate and Vice President Mike Pence following Donald Trump's 2020 loss in Wisconsin. The superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools resigns. Keith Posley reached his decision early Tuesday morning following an hours-long closed session with the city's school board. The action after the Department of Public Instruction sent a letter pointing out the state could withhold funds from MPS due to months overdue financial reports. UW Board Regent Robert Atwell, who planned to stay beyond his term's expiration, has stepped aside. According to WisPolitics, Atwell has resigned effective immediately.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that in 1890, the nation's first dairy school was created at UW-Madison? That year, Stephen Babcock created the milk fat test that allowed dairymen to determine which cows produced the richest milk, the best for cheese making. That test is still used today, and UW-Madison remains the country's top dairy science department. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Security Financial Bank, serving Wisconsin's dairy industry for over 80 years. Visit sfbank.com for more information. Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand, Shell's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. There is a chance for severe storms across western Wisconsin this afternoon. The National Weather Service says the best chance for severe weather is in eastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Now, the storms should arrive late this afternoon and into this evening. Habitat for Humanity is looking for people to live in the homes it's building in Menominee. The group yesterday said it will accept applications for the first half of the home that it's building on Brickyard Road. The first half of the twin home should be ready by the end of the month, while the other half should be ready by the end of July. Habitat's John Dawson says it's not as easy as you'd think to find people who would want to move into a Habitat home. He says people need to be able to get a mortgage, and that's tough for many in the Chippewa Valley. People in Wisconsin can now add their emergency contact information to their driver's licenses. The Department of Motor Vehicles yesterday announced a new option that will allow police officers to access an emergency contact when they run a driver's license through their computer system. The new option is part of the new law that Governor Evers signed last year. Only law enforcement will be able to see the contact information. You can sign up online, and the DMV says you do not need to go to a DMV office. A former counselor and coach at Assumption High School in Wisconsin Rapids has been released on a signature bond as he faces charges for producing child pornography. Seth Milkey is facing 10 counts for capturing intimate photos of students through a hidden camera in the bathroom of his home. Investigators say the students were at his house for coaching or mentorship sessions and had no idea that they were being recorded while using the bathroom. The 34-year-old was released on Monday after signing the $25,000 bond. Conditions include no contact with 8 named victims and no unsupervised contact with minors outside of his own children. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Annual interior home reviews will start in Eau Claire over the next few weeks. Property assessors will be sending out postcards to Eau Claire homeowners with reviews this year between June and August. The inspections usually last between 10 to 20 minutes. They're checking to see that the information is up to date. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
NASCAR grants Larson playoff waiver. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR granted a playoff waiver to Kyle Larson today after the 2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion missed the start of the Coca-Cola 600. Larson was in danger of losing his shot at a second title with the rule that a driver must start every regular season event. Rain issues at the Indianapolis 500 and later at Charlotte Motor Speedway hampered the Hendrick Motorsports driver in his attempt to do the double.
Our decision-making was, although we had the inclement weather in Indy as well as Charlotte, Kyle made every attempt to get to Charlotte. He was standing in the pit box with his helmet on, ready to go. We weren't fortunate enough to get the race going again.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Third-seeded Whitewater facing Miser Cordia of Pennsylvania in Game 1 of a best-of-three series in the championship round of the NCAA D3 tournament tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Warhawks swept two games from second-seeded Sal Regina to advance in East Lake, Ohio. Whitewater has previous titles in 2005 and 2014 under coach John Vodenlich. Brewers and Phillies play game two of their series in Philadelphia tonight. The Phillies won the opener 3-1 last night. Colin Ray gets the start for the Brewers in game two. Packers wrapped up the second of their three OTA workouts this afternoon in Green Bay. They'll work again on Thursday. Reigning Offensive Player of the Year Christian McCaffrey signed a two-year extension with San Francisco, averaging $19 million a season. And the Milwaukee Admirals need a win tonight at home against Coachella Valley in the AHL's Western Conference Finals. Admirals trailed in that series 2-0. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The 61st annual Duran Fun Fest is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with Big D's Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show in Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Duran Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st annual Duran Fun Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park in Durand.
History is made and records are set at the WIAA State Track and Field Meet over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson and this is a WizSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells. It's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
There were records set and history made at the 2024 WIAA State Track and Field Meet over the weekend. In lacrosse, Rice Lake's Eliana Shepley headlined things, joining Rare Company as a four-time event champion, capturing a fourth consecutive title in the Division II 400 meters. It was a team sweep in Division I, as the Arrowhead Warhawks claimed the team titles in both boys and girls. Lakeside Lutheran repeated as the D2 boys champ, while Iola Scandinavia ran away with the Division III crown. On the girls' side, Freedom and Rice Lake shared the Division II title, with Deerfield capturing the D3 team crown. Hortonville's Ben Smith claimed a third consecutive title in the D1 boys' shot put, setting a new state record with a mark of 70 feet, 9.5 inches. His was one of 13 new state meet records set, including Logan Hicks of Arrowhead breaking the previous marks in the 110 and 300 hurdles in Division I. Also, Osceola's Aletta Uden set new records in the D2 100 and 300 girls hurdles. In addition to Hicks and Uden, there were a total of 17 athletes who claimed multiple individual championships. Among them, Onalaska's Manny Putz claimed the D1 title in the 1600 and 3200 meter runs, plus ran a leg of the state-winning 4x800 meter relay. Visit wisports.net for the full results. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a $25 rebate on endangered resources license plates. Sales from these plates provide support for the Badger State's native species in need. More details when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is offering a $25 rebate for new purchases of endangered resources license plates now through December 31st. For 30 years, sales of endangered resources license plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. The DNR works with partners and volunteers to locate, protect, and manage native plants, animals, and Wisconsin's natural communities. Revenues from plate sales, along with tax form donations and state matching funds, have accounted for as much as 40% of the funding for endangered species conservation in some years. Last year, license plate sales raised more than $478,000 for conservation of endangered resources. For more details on the program, simply search Endangered Resources License Plates at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code SAVE or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text SAVE to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, large hail, and strong wind gusts. A low in the upper 50s with clearing overnight. Pop-up storms tomorrow, breezy, high upper 70s. Sunny and breezy on Thursday, highs in the low 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 80.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Today joining us, Darren Fessler from Lakefront Futures. Darren, thanks for joining us here today. First of all, maybe just give us your kind of overall market comments. I mean, we were down across the board, red in the grains, was that way over in livestock too. We were positive for a fair amount of the day in the cattle, but just couldn't hold on. General market comments. What were the big picture things that were in play today, Darren?
Yeah, I think this is a continuation in the grains from last week's drops. I mean, obviously the market is trying to, you know, take in, you know, where we are on planting progress, where these conditions are, where beans may end up where when they initially come out. I mean, again, the macro picture as far as commodities and not just commodities, but economically, just not U.S., but also the world. And I really think that the market's trying to take in a lot of information at the moment here. And right now, it doesn't look all that friendly when the momentum starts to shift more to the bearish side.
Yep. All right. Well, let's kind of pick it apart here and take a look at a few different things. You mentioned the crop condition ratings. We got our first look at that with USDA's report yesterday afternoon. I guess how did the trade digest what numbers we got yesterday?
I think the trade was a little bit off, you know, caught off guard, being that corn came in at 75% good to excellent. Whether it's 75, whether it's 70, I don't think it necessarily matters all that much right now. I mean, we still got a lot of crop year left. I mean, really the elephant in the room, so to speak, will be the weather. But I think that kind of set the tone here, at least in the early stages of this growing year. Okay, we're starting ourselves highest we've been in, I think, in the last 20 some years, just initial. So again, how does this weather progress throughout the growing year leading up to that pollination, that critical time? But right now, I mean, you listen to growers, there's a lot of areas that are pockets that have some issues, some replant going on, still areas that need to get planted. So is everything hunky-dory? Absolutely not. But again, when you look at the sell-offs in crude or the darling that's been silver recently, and you look at the sell-off there, I mean, it just feels like the momentum is just sucking out of all of this, and I think grains are just following suit.
Yep. All right. What about you talked about that discussion about are the acres going to shift to beans? And I've kind of added a part to that. Is it going to shift to beans, or are they going to become prevent plant acres? Is the window on that kind of closing up, do you think?
Speaking with a lot of our North Dakota clients here today, I mean, it's definitely closer than it was yesterday. Parts of Dakotas, especially the Red River Valley, got over an inch of rain last night on already saturated soils. And, it's North Dakota. So geography, the weather and the geography is going against them now. So June 10th, there's going to be a lot of decisions made here. So North Dakota being the wild card, I think, for the bean market, if these guys can't get out there in the next week, now that's a very big if, because they have been very wet. These guys could switch from beans or corn into a much smaller grain. So I think that puts that bean idea, hey, we're just going to pound a bunch of beans. Maybe if you are in Minnesota or Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, something, further south. But North Dakota guys, their back's already up against their ideal window. So I'm looking for maybe if it continues to rain, you're going to go PP for sure. Maybe go out to the smaller grains here. But again, if we can get those beans in, doesn't really bode well for prices here. I know things are a little bit overdone here and nearby, but I continue to tell producers, if we get the type of acres that the USDA says, we have a good growing year. Boy, it's certainly things that, hey, yes, we're done here nearby, but rallies are still on corn, beans, probably selling opportunities until we get a justified or verified weather situation that is really going to hammer this ending carryout or even lower our stocks use ratios.
Yeah. Do you think when we do get a little bit of a rally that those rallies are being rewarded with some sales, so maybe creating a short-term ceiling?
I absolutely do, and that's such a great question or statement. I mean, when you look at where old crop corn is from just a physical standpoint, not just U.S., but also Brazil, and where new crop sales are, you look at that $4.95 and that D's corn, and you have to really think, okay, the funds know the position of the producer, which is probably undersold on old crop, probably undersold on new crop. How many hedge targets are sitting $4.90 and above? I think it's going to act without some weather probably a pretty tough ceiling to get above here for right now. But we got to keep in mind as well, I mean, that's just price action. When we get back to the agronomy side of things here and we look at, okay, if a lot of this stuff went into the ground on less than ideal, doesn't have to be ideal to have a good crop, but muddy conditions, and you have some issues with the root development here, what if, big what if, the weather just shuts off, we get hot, we get dry. Not saying it does that, but what if that scenario were to develop? We could be looking at a situation here come pollination where it would not be ideal for these type of yields that the USDA is currently predicting. And again, 181 is a very lofty number to start off with. And again, it will not probably be adjusted here in the June report, not given the delay on planting, which they're pretty much non-existent at this point as nationally. And again, historically, they just don't have a reason to move the needle in the June number. So again, it's still probably going to be 181 come this month's WASDE report. July is probably going to be a big, big number adjustment here if conditions start to deteriorate.
Yep. Like you say, planting it is one thing. Getting the yield to hit those targets, that's a whole nother thing. Darren, hold on. We got you for the second half of the Channel Final Bell coming up here in just a moment. We'll talk, maybe spend some more time on that fund activity, talk a little bit about where we're at with weather. Of course, we'll look at the meats as well, what's going on in cattle and hogs. Darren Fessler, Lakefront Futures, joins us for the second half of the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. That's coming up next.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Chad Moyer with you back on the Rural Radio Network and the Channel Final Bell here on a Tuesday. Darren Fessler from Lakefront Futures joins us again here today. You mentioned the funds, the fund activity, where they're at when we were chatting in the first half there. There was a time when they were covering some of their shorts, but they just didn't continue to do that, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, you go back to the mid-April, they were about fund managed money. We're roughly short about 280,000 contracts. And by the time we got to the week of, you know, May 12th, they got down to right around that, call it right around under 50,000 contracts or close to it. They covered a fair bit. I mean, they covered, good 200,000 contracts. But the problem is we didn't get any sort of a huge push in the market higher. And so I think that's just kind of the barometer of where this year is. Again, that's why I think it's such vitally important here that we have plans in place if these rallies do occur. Because again, they might be very short-lived here, because when we get these rallies, we have to probably assume without a significant weather issue, there's going to be sellers, hedge pressure on the back end of those rallies. And it's probably going to be met with the producer selling, funds going to be selling at what the commercial's buying. And so it just creates this spiral effect here as well. What's the catalyst? What's the next shoe to drop? And I think it's, you look at the last month, last 6 weeks, you've had this big move here in the wheat market, and it's justified move. You still have some issues with dryness in eastern Ukraine, southern Russia, not just, dryness concerns. You've had those freeze damages, which we don't really know how bad those are. And it's so vitally important for the world wheat market, Russia being a major producer and world's largest exporter, that we really don't know. Are they sub 80 million metric ton? How is this HRW crop looking? The driver, I think, for a lot of this corn has been the wheat. The problem with that is, one, wheat's starting to roll over, and it's had added pressure to this corn market in the face of probably a lot of producers, you know, not willing to sell, you know, on rallies yet. So it creates that dynamic here where, you know, it's, you know, then you get to the crude oil where it's just momentum starting to sell off here. Whether it's warranted or not, it's just simple money flow at this point.
Yep. So we've talked about the fund activity. Weather is just it seems like it's in every other conversation. Are there any other opportunities? Are we close to a technical feature that might provide support, or is there another story that might provide some opportunity for price appreciation?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at December corn here, I mean, this 460, 458 levels are very important. I mean, what we look at when we're looking at markets, we look at high volume levels. So 460 is a high volume level from February. Well, it held that support back in mid-April. It's held support here today. Now, I do think there potentially on December corn could be a run back towards 480, 490. So am I getting really uber bearish down here? Absolutely not. I think you should just step back. We're still seasonally bullish here in December corn. The beans, however, fundamentals, I know they don't align all that great here, but watch this 1155 on new crop beans as this week's pivot S2 support. So again, below 1155, you kind of open some can of worms here further up for the downside in the bean market. But again, I think if you are a bean bull here or bean bear, doesn't matter what side of the coin you're on, you got to watch what soy meal does. Soy meal being a big driver here, that has started to roll over. When meal has rolled over, likewise with wheat and corn, meal has been a big driver here for the bean market. Soy oil has really been beat up. So I look for the funds that maybe exit some of their length in meal, start buying back some of their, or getting long some of this soy oil. So I think there's some opportunities here. Again, beans are overdone here near term, but look for opportunities on that new crop above 1220 if you get it.
All right. As we round out our channel final bell for today, I guess look forward now. You know, we have that first condition rating under our belt now. What's in front of us? I think do we have a WASD here at the end of the week? Is there something in that to watch, or what else will the market be focused on here through the end of the week?
I think the market is so focused right now is how this U.S. weather looks over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Obviously, you come up here, some seasonalities are friendly here in corn. Seasonalities and beans somewhat choppy until the August time frame. But watch the weather here. Watch these outside markets like crude oil, like soy meal. Watch the wheat market, especially as it relates to corn and bean growers.
All right. If folks would like to follow along with what's going on over there at Lakefront Futures, how do they do that?
They can always call me or text me directly at 312-858-3668, or they can always find me on X at DVF Alpha.
Very good. Good to have you on. Thank you again, Darren Fessler, Lakefront Futures, joining us for the channel final bell today. A reminder, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss. It might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's channel final bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. On Friday, the IRS released guidance on the tax credits for sustainable aviation fuels producers, called the 45Z credit, that would go into effect in 2025. It's built on a program released earlier in May that wasn't universally applauded. I'll have the details when we come back.
Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction. Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. For the past several years, biofuels producers, environmentalists, and airline companies have been searching for a way to cut back the carbon emissions from jet fuel, which account for 2% of the country's total emissions. One proposed solution is sustainable aviation fuel, a product chemically identical to jet fuel, but made from renewable or bio-based ingredients rather than fossil fuels. For agriculture, this has the potential to be a massive new market, but SAF isn't currently price competitive with conventional jet fuel. So to encourage more research and production, the Inflation Reduction Act included a directory to the Treasury Department to craft a policy that would drive more sustainable aviation fuel production, and recently those details were released. Under the new rules, biofuels producers can qualify for a $1.25 per gallon tax credit, which could increase based on the reduction of emissions compared to traditional fossil fuels. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the rules will emphasize farming practices that reduce emissions and, for the first time, the rules give farmers credit for agricultural practices on their operations. But not everyone is on board. Several farm groups say the specifics of the rule, such as requirements for mandatory cover crops or no-till production, might be too restrictive and don't take into account regional farming practices. Josh Gackle, president of the American Soybean Association and a North Dakota farmer, cited his geography as an example, saying, quote, "For growers like me in North Dakota, short growing seasons and unpredictable fall weather make the cover crop requirement alone next to impossible." And it's not just farm groups with objections. Growth Energy, an ethanol producers trade group, raised the alarm that the administration's all-or-nothing approach could stifle innovation and investment in new emissions-reducing technologies. I'll have more after this.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends In-Home Database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Osteoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed-on bed liner from Osteoplastics. Visit osteoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
With no clear way to electrify air travel in the short term, biofuels look poised to help that industry reduce its greenhouse gas emissions through sustainable aviation fuel. But it's unclear if the new tax rules will get the industry to the Biden administration's goal of 3 billion gallons of SAF production annually by 2030. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, large hail, and strong wind gusts. A low in the upper 50s with clearing overnight. Pop-up storms tomorrow, breezy, high upper 70s. Sunny and breezy on Thursday, highs in the low 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out. Say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love. Buying on time without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I pray to God for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. Don't
don't tie one on. But this liquor ain't strong. It's your sweet loving. I tried Jack, I tried Jim, I tried every last one of them. Oh, I break bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. Been taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here and you ain't gone. You ain't gone, baby. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried every last one of them. On heartbreak bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. But taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here.
No girl. Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and the looks decent wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Shot. One will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking maybe she's a thinking maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't want to be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?